Welcome to the Deep Dive, the place where we cut through the noise, tear apart the source material, and give you the essential nuggets of knowledge you need.
Today, we've got a stack of sources detailing a pretty significant security incident.
Yeah, on the surface, it looks like a standard corporate data breach. We're talking about Grubhub.
The meal delivery giant. They recently acknowledged that someone got unauthorized access to their internal systems and extracted some data.
Right. And initial reports about these things are always so vague, they tend to bury the most important technical details in, like, a mountain of corporate assurances.
Leaves everyone feeling pretty uneasy.
Exactly. So our mission today is to go beyond those press releases. We want to understand not just what data Grubhub lost, but the really critical, almost terrifying insight of how it all happened.
Mm.
This deep dive is really about identifying a sophisticated and frankly pervasive attack method that exploits the kind of interconnected business technology everyone uses.
From food delivery platforms to major banks.
It's a crucial mission because that method, that how, is the real story here.
It is. And based on Grubhub's official statements, they did detect suspicious activity,
wow,
and they launched a rapid investigation. They acted quickly to contain it, which is, you know, the good news.
Okay, so there's that.
And critically, for any customers worried about their bank accounts or credit cards, the company was very specific on this point.
What'd they say?
Core financial details, so payment card numbers, banking info, were not compromised in this particular incident. Neither were actual order histories.
That distinction feels important.
It's very important because it immediately narrows the scope of what the criminals were doing. It tells us what they weren't focused on stealing.
Which means they were focused on something else, something maybe more subtle, but...
but just as dangerous, yes.
That assurance is helpful, certainly. But here's the catch that we found threaded through all the reporting. Grubhub has been incredibly tight-lipped on several key details. Hmm. They've given us, what, virtually no public confirmation on the exact timing. Was this hours? Days, weeks, we don't know.
And we don't know the precise nature of the extracted data either.
And they've been cagey about whether specific customer information was definitively included in those stolen files.
That lack of transparency, it does what you'd expect. It fuels speculation.
And it lets the real technical horror story stay hidden.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's unpack this. Because the most fascinating and frankly terrifying aspect of this whole incident isn't the victim, it's the methodology.
Yeah.
This is a massive, well-resourced company. They've invested heavily in security, yet people still got in. How did they find some, you know, zero-day vulnerability in Grubhub's core system?
It seems they didn't have to. The key wasn't found inside Grubhub's vault.
So where was it?
It was on the keychain of a trusted service provider.
Ah.
What the sources are revealing is that this breach appears linked directly to credentials and access tokens that were stolen previously from third-party service providers that Grubhub uses for various day-to-day non-core operations.
So this is the textbook definition of a supply chain attack.
It's a textbook real-world definition.
Mm-hmm.
You use a weak interconnected link to successfully bypass the massive walls around a stronger system. It's a very smart systemic way to attack.
And do we know which systems were compromised? I mean, hearing the names really reveals the scope of potential data exposure here.
We do. We're talking about platforms that are absolute gold mines of personal communication and business intelligence.
Okay, like what?
Precisely. The compromised systems reportedly included Zendesk, which Grubhub uses heavily for its customer support chat.
So that's where they handle live chats about orders, account issues, payment problems.
All of it.
Yep.
And crucially, there was also unauthorized access to older information that was in their Salesforce systems.
Salesforce, wow.
Yeah, and that data could be dating back several months.
The moment you hear systems like Zendesk and Salesforce, you realize the scope of the risk immediately expands. These aren't just filing cabinets.
No, they're real-time communication hubs.
It creates what we call the domino effect, right? It's,
absolutely. I mean, think about the economics of cybercrime. Why break into thousands of individual houses when you can just break into the building contractor's office, steal the master keys, and get into hundreds of houses at once?
Right.
By compromising one widely used service provider, the chat platform, the CRM tool attackers get potential access to hundreds, maybe thousands, of connected companies.
And that interconnectedness, that reliance on a network you don't directly control, just makes defense exponentially harder.
You're only as strong as your weakest vendor. Security professionals call it vendor risk or third-party risk.
The silent killer.
It really is.
And what's particularly unsettling is the timing. Just weeks before this, Grubhub was dealing with a whole different threat.
The fraudulent emails.
Exactly. These fraudulent crypto scam emails that were shockingly convincing because they came from a legitimate Grubhub subdomain. Mm-hmm. So you have to ask, does the persistence of these vulnerabilities, a highly authentic phishing campaign, then a successful supply chain attack, suggest coordinated targeting?
It certainly points to a highly organized, systematic approach. This isn't some opportunistic script kiddie trying a few common passwords.
No.
When you see actors going after third-party authorization tokens, you know you're dealing with professionals.
Okay, here's where it gets really interesting. Because the Grubhub incident, it's not an isolated event.
Not at all.
It is absolutely essential to view this breach within a much larger, disturbing global trend of supply chain compromises that happened over the summer.
That trend was centered on a massive campaign targeting hundreds of companies that use certain integrations.
Particularly involving SalesLoft and Salesforce.
Right? That's right. And the critical item stolen during that campaign wasn't a static password, which you can just change.
It was something far more insidious.
Exactly. Oath authorization tokens.
Let's slow down on that technical term for a second. An OAuth token. What is it, and why is stealing it so different from stealing a user's password?
Right. Great question. Think of it this way. Your password is the master key to your house.
Okay.
An OAuth token is more like a specialized valet key. You give the valet key to your car, it lets them drive the car.
That doesn't let them get into the trunk or the glove box.
Exactly. In the digital world, an app like Zendesk needs to talk securely to another app, like Salesforce, to get customer info.
And it needs to do that without you, the user, having to re-enter your master password every 30 seconds.
Right. So the OAuth token is that temporary, secure digital key. It's proof of identity that allows that communication.
So if a criminal steals that token?
If they steal that token from one of the connected service providers, they don't have to break your password. They just present the digital valet key and say, I'm supposed to be here.
And the system lets them in.
The system grants them access to all the associated data flows. It completely bypasses the front door.
And any two-factor authentication you have set up.
Exactly. It's not just a master key. It's a skeleton key that works across integrated systems. It lets them operate as if they're a legitimate service.
But with malicious intent.
Precisely. And the scale of this wider campaign is just, it's shocking. Which is why the Grubhub situation is so critical. We are talking about systematic compromise.
It affected Salesforce data across hundreds of organizations at the same time.
And the numbers we have here from the sources, they paint a truly horrifying picture of the wider scope.
How bad is it?
The focus was just extracting everything valuable. Account details, contact lists, customer service cases, user credentials. Security analysts estimate the true scale of this whole campaign.
Go on.
Approximately 1.5 billion individual data records compromised across over 700 companies.
Wow. 1.5 billion.
That is the true context here. This isn't a local mugging. This is an international crime syndicate.
That statistic alone tells you this is not casual hacking. This is industrialized cybercrime. Who is behind this level of sophistication?
The intelligence points toward a known cybercrime collective. They have a documented history of targeting cloud service credentials.
So this is their specialty.
It is. Their specialty isn't just brute force, it's precision. They systematically harvest cloud credentials, they steal passwords where they can, but their ultimate target is always these specialized access tokens.
They're hunting the digital valet keys.
They are.
And the consequence for Grubhub is immediate and severe. We're seeing reports of extortion.
Yes. The sources confirm the criminals are reportedly extorting Grubhub, demanding payments in Bitcoin.
Of course.
And their tactic is just ruthlessly calculated. They're reportedly seeking payment that covers both older info they might have gathered previously and the newly stolen data.
So it's a double whammy. It puts extreme pressure on the victim.
It does, especially since this group has a reputation for following through. They are known to publicly release or sell stolen data on the dark web if the ransom isn't paid.
Which turns a quiet data breach into a PR catastrophe. So this brings us back to that core question. If financial details were safe, what exactly was the value proposition here for the criminals? What specific information was so valuable from Zendesk and Salesforce?
The value is in the PII, personally identifiable information, and the behavioral blueprints.
Okay, break that down.
Customer support systems like Zendesk contain a wealth of personal data. Names, emails, phone numbers, delivery addresses.
And the usual stuff.
And, most importantly, detailed records of customer service interactions.
Right, the transcripts. Why are those so incredibly valuable to a criminal?
Because when you interact with customer support, especially with a sensitive issue like a lost account or a payment problem, you often have to verify your identity.
I see where this is going.
Those transcripts could have extremely sensitive details you provided. We're talking partial social security numbers, birth dates, or the exact answers to your security questions.
What was the name of your first pet?
What is your mother's maiden name? All of it. That captured PII is the ultimate cheat sheet. It makes targeted phishing or social engineering attacks later almost trivially easy.
An attacker doesn't have to guess. They know the exact detail that will fool your bank.
Yeah. And then the Salesforce data adds that psychological and behavioral layer right on top.
How so?
Well, Salesforce stores comprehensive customer relationship, information interaction histories, preferences, marketing data, even internal company assessments, like a customer lifetime value.
So if an attacker knows you're a high-value customer who complains a lot about fraudulent charges,
that's a perfect profile for a highly sophisticated targeted phishing campaign that might not show up for months or even years. It's a blueprint for exploiting human behavior.
So what does this all mean for the user? What has Grubhub done, and what steps should you, the listener, take immediately?
Grubhub, as is standard practice, initiated their incident response protocols. They brought in external forensic experts to analyze the attack. They notified law enforcement.
And they say they're implementing unspecified security enhancements.
Right. But for you, the key is aggressive vigilance.
Yeah.
The risk is now in your inbox, not necessarily on your credit card statement.
So first, be extremely alert for suspicious emails or texts claiming to be from Grubhub or any other vendor, really.
Especially if they ask you to click links or verify personal information, just assume any request for verification is fraudulent.
Second, and we say this all the time, you have to use strong, unique passwords for every service. A password manager is essential.
Mm-hmm. Reusing passwords means one breach compromises everything.
Third, enable two-factor authentication, 2FA, everywhere it's offered.
Especially on high-value accounts like email and banking, it provides a crucial layer of friction.
And finally, just maintain awareness. Monitor your credit reports and financial accounts for anything suspicious. The consequences of this kind of PII theft often take time to show up.
You're right. And if we connect this back to the bigger picture, the Grubhub incident really underscores a profound operational challenge that every modern business faces.
Third-party risk.
Exactly. Businesses today have to rely on these vast, complex networks of vendors and platforms. And every single integration, every single OAuth token exchange, is a potential vulnerability.
And the problem is that thorough vetting can only go so far, can't it?
It can't. We learned that even certified, massive, well-managed providers like Salesforce and Zendesk experience breaches.
Perfect prevention is just an impossible goal in these interconnected systems.
And that realization requires a massive industry shift. Companies have to move their focus from trying to prevent 100% of breaches.
To building resilience.
To building resilience, yes. If you can't stop the break-in, resilience means you have sensitive data in locked safes inside the house.
So the security team has time to react and contain the damage.
Before the real treasure is gone. It's all about detecting intrusions quickly, responding effectively, and recovering rapidly. That is the long-term focus now.
And beyond the technical shift, this will have regulatory and legal consequences, won't it?
Oh, absolutely. This incident will undoubtedly prompt increased scrutiny of data protection in the food delivery sector. It could lead to stricter security standards, mandated breach notification timelines,
and inevitably litigation.
Yes. The long-term work of rebuilding customer trust and preparing for potential class action lawsuits that always follow these major PII compromises.
So, to summarize our deep dive, the Grubhub breach wasn't a frontal assault on their payment systems.
No. It was a highly successful exploitation of third-party credentials, and critically, those authorization tokens stolen in a massive coordinated campaign that leveraged the digital supply chain.
A powerful and costly illustration of the multiplying danger of these external token-based compromises.
Mm-hmm.
So that leaves us with a final thought. Given that we, the users, now rely on hundreds of integrated systems just to order dinner, and knowing that every one of them is a potential weak link, what's the real long-term cost of this digital convenience for us, the customer?
That's the question.
If every company is a potential stepping stone for these massive cybercrime collectives, what stands out to you about the long-term viability of this whole interconnected business model? That's something worth mulling over. Thanks for joining us for the deep dive.